The NBA's regular season came to an end last night, and now it's time for the playoffs. They start this weekend. The big question for pro basketball fans is whether anyone can unseat the Golden State Warriors, the defending NBA champs. The man with the answer, maybe, is here and now sports analyst Mike Pesca, who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. So the Warriors are stumbling into the playoffs. They lost 10 of their past 17 games. Are they really unseatable?
Oh, I do have the answer. And the answer is yes, they can be beaten. And it's not just because of their recent woes. Their recent woes can be explained by injury. And Steph Curry, their former MVP guard, all-world player, is hurt. He won't be there in the first round of the playoffs. He's days away from even analyzing if he'll be able to play in the second round. And that affects the team chemistry. There are also other very good teams. So yes, I would say the Warriors are vulnerable. They would say, look, we've been locked into a second seed in the playoff for many, many weeks. There's not so much of an incentive to play hard. You're going to see us, the Warriors, and their coach Steve Kerr is trying to assure fans, you're going to see who we really are in this first round of the playoffs. We'll see. And beyond the first round, you know, the Houston Rockets are looming out there as the number one seed in the West.
Huge Houston Rockets. Is it their turn this year, do you think?
It very well may be. James Harden, who I think is going to be the MVP and is the scoring champion, is just such a dynamic player. And they have put together a fantastic team that plays offense and defense well. Right now, Las Vegas is saying that they are the favorite to win the NBA championship.
And are there any other teams in the West? We're talking about the Western Conference. Any others that pose a threat, do you think?
You know, I do think there is another team. Now, the third seed in the West is Portland, and the fourth seed in the West is Oklahoma City. But I want to talk about the fifth seed in the West, the Utah Jazz, because they're on a winning streak. They have a fantastic center, Rudy Gobert, who is French, and they call him the Eiffel Tower. I like that. And I don't know, because the Warriors are good and the Rockets are very good, and they'd have to go through those two teams to get to the finals. But to me, the Jazz are a dark horse. Now, do I say this because I was in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago and put a bet on them at 175-1 odds?
Yes.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's affecting my perception. But if they win, I do get $880. So that's good on a $5 bet.
At least you're coming clean, Mike.
That's right.
How about the
full
Eastern
disclosure?
In the Eastern Conference, the conversation always starts with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs are in the playoffs, but there are other teams with regular seasons that were better. Their records are better. So what are their playoff prospects?
The Cavaliers don't have great playoff prospects because other than LeBron, who just recently put together one of the greatest 20 or 25 game stretches of his career, but he's never had a worse supporting cast. And I think this even goes back to his early days with the Warriors before he defected or made a business decision to take his talents to South Beach. So I do think, but for LeBron, that is the weakest lineup in the East. Now, saying but for LeBron is like saying, you know, but for those big faces on Mount Rushmore, the Black Hills is kind of an uninteresting mountain range, right? LeBron's pretty, pretty good. However, the Toronto Raptors, the number one seed in the East, they are as dominant in their conference, certainly as the Rockets are in theirs. I know they're from Toronto. I know they don't get a lot of attention, but they're an excellent basketball team.
Okay, 5 seconds on the Philadelphia 76ers.
They're streaking. They have 16 wins. They're exciting. Markelle Fultz, their point guard, just had a triple-double. They could win the East for sure.
Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst, hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. I think it was 7 seconds, but that's okay. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.